You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lakers over the Rockets, 120-102 the final score. Lakers win by 18. Now 8-3 on the season. Good win. Good weekend for the Lakers. Take care of business in a close game. I don't think anybody expected to be that close against the Chicago Bulls on Friday night at Staples Center. Of course, no Anthony Davis, no KCP in that game. But this afternoon, tonight for the Lakers, this was obviously key to get Anthony Davis back. And you just see how immediate the impact is. Don't worry about the offense. Forget about the offense. Michael Thompson and I were talking about in the pregame show. Offense is... it's going to be there. The game, this Lakers team, they're talented enough that on a night-in, night-out basis, they'll deliver for you, and they have the potential to give you 110 to 120 points a game. The question's always going to be, how are the Lakers going to do on the defensive side? If, and of course, it's a completely different team if Anthony Davis is in. 13 steals for the Lakers tonight, 8 block shots for the Lake Show. You have performances like that, and you only give up 102 points to the Houston Rockets, who, by the way, took 41 three-pointers. You're going to win a lot of games. And I think for the Lakers tonight, defensively is where most fans should be excited about. From a defensive perspective, I thought the Lakers were fantastic. Yes, there were some quarters out there where they could have cleaned it up, but in the first half alone, I think they gave up 46 points, something along those lines, so they had a big enough cushion. They even got that lead up to 29 points at one point in the third quarter. So they certainly set the tone from tip-off. And guys like Anthony Davis, who we got a chance to listen to, and one of the things, I've said this a few different times, I love listening to AD in these post-game interviews because he's going to be brutally honest one way or the other. If he has a good performance... you know, he'll talk about, okay, from a team perspective, we did this well, we did that well. If he doesn't and the team doesn't play well, he'll talk like he did against the San Antonio Spurs postgame there, where he's like, if we're going to win a championship, our defense has to be better, our communication has to be better. AD led the way tonight, 27 points, 3 block shots, 9 of 10 from the field, and 9 of 12 from the, or 9 of 10 from the free throw line, and 9 of 12 from the field. But this is, you know, we know LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to be two of the best players in the world every night. I mean, that's basically what they are every night. A lot of times I won't spend too much time talking about them in a postgame show unless they didn't live up to their expectations. But when you say team effort and team win, how great is this? Just let me kind of walk through some of the other players tonight. Talen Horton-Tucker, 17 points tonight, 7 of 8 from the field. How about 4 of the 13 steals from the Lakers came from THT tonight? Montrezl Harrell, another 16 points, another 8 rebounds. Alex Caruso on his own, 3 steals tonight. I could go down the list. Kuzma chipped in with 13 points. Dennis Schroeder, 2 steals and 2 blocks to go with his 8 points, his 5 rebounds, and his 7 assists. So as you kind of lump everybody together here, where you're not talking about just bench players, you're talking about role players as well, this is what will make this Lakers team not just dangerous the rest of the way. This is what will make the Lakers the favorite to go back-to-back and win championship number 18. If you get performances like this, I know it's not going to happen every night, but if I just look at it from just a defensive perspective, Lakers have 9 steals between 11 steals between Dennis Schroeder, KCP, Alex Caruso, and Talen Horton-Tucker. That means your grind players, your guys that, you know, are not always going to get the love, are not going to always get the attention, those guys are locking down on defense. And we already know what LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to do, so that's a great, great combination right there. I don't want to take too much more time. 120-102, Lakers over the Rockets. Let's go to LBJ. Let's get LeBron James' thoughts on this game. LeBron, 30 minutes tonight, 7 of 15 from the field, ended up with 18 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds. Here's LBJ.
Hey, LeBron, what did you notice early, specifically with AD on the defensive end? Any evolution from what we've seen the first couple weeks?
No, just AD being AD, and just having him back in the lineup just gives us a whole another dynamic, both offensively and defensively, obviously, and it's a good start to the road trip.
How different is this matchup with the guys that are in and out from the Western Conference semis? Is that just kind of over and done with, and it's a new team, new game, and when you play Houston?
Well, one thing about it, when you play Houston, you got to be ready for that monster in James Harden, no matter what, no matter who's in the lineup for them, no matter what their personnel is, you got to be ready for him because he's capable of beating you all by himself. So, you know, we had that mindset and seeing the health of John Wall back to his speedy self and his work. So, you know, we just came up with a defensive mindset to get stops and get out and do what we do on the offensive end, and we was able to do that on both sides.
Yeah, I'm here. LeBron, is there anything in particular about Talen Horton Tucker's game that really stands out to you among all the things that he does?
Does it on both sides of the floor. And then he just listens. He's a sponge. You know, whatever you say to him, he's going to apply it. He's going to accept it first, and then he's going to apply it right away. There's not that many young guys that can take something on the fly and then make it happen the very next play. You saw it tonight with his ability, obviously, to go 7-for-8 from the field, but also his rebounding, his assists, his playmaking, and then having 4 steals to add on top of that. So, you know, big time game for him, for a kid that's still growing into his own, but he's beyond his years.
Bill?
Hey, LeBron. Sorry, I thought I was muted. You might have heard me typing or something. I'm wondering if how do you look at this team? I mean, so much was made last year about your defensive identity on this team. It's obviously completely different guys, but now that you are 11 games into the season, have you gotten a taste of what this team can be defensively? Was tonight the best example of maybe it at its best?
Well, our goal is to be the number one defensive team in the league. And it's going to take, you know, our film sessions. It's going to take our shoot arounds. It's going to take the practices when we do get an opportunity to get on the floor, and then the games to continue to work those habits. You know, we added 5 new guys to our rotation this year, pretty much in Trez, Dennis Domenech, Wes, Mark, and also Talen. So, you know, we're all getting accustomed to one another. You know, getting down to our rotations, what we want to build, how we build out from the paint to the perimeter. But we want to be the best defensive team in the league, and tonight was a good start today.
Last two questions, Kyle.
Hey, LeBron, how much did you miss KCP, and what do you think, what did you feel like he added the most tonight?
One, I mean, obviously his shot-making ability, but his speed, the level of, you know, acceleration that he plays at automatically ignites our team. We play at a different pace when he's in the lineup. And his defensive approach as well, being able to guard the other top perimeter player on the other side. And he's a guy who's been in our system. You know, it's just always great having him out there.
Dan?
Hey, LeBron. Congrats to your Browns. I'm trying to jinx them, by the way. I'm going early.
I can tell. I wasn't even going to say anything about that.
After the loss to San Antonio, Anthony was really upset about obviously a lot of stuff, but about defense in particular, and was pretty vocal about it. Do you like that he kind of challenged the team that way? And do you see that from him often?
No, he's a captain. He's one of the two captains that we have, including myself. And he can voice any opinion that he would like, any fact that he like for our ball club. Because one thing about it, whatever he says, he's going to apply it to himself as well. He holds himself accountable. So when he holds us accountable, we hold him accountable. He holds himself accountable, and vice versa. So, you know, AD can say whatever he wants because it's all for the betterment of our team. And we respond to that. So we thought it was right on point, and we was able to finish that off with a very good defensive game against Chicago, even though we didn't score the ball like we're accustomed to. And then we followed up tonight with another defensive game. So, you know, we heard him loud and clear.
That's LeBron James right there. LBJ with another solid game. More importantly, Lakers, a great team effort, great defensive game. LeBron ended up with 18-7-7. 120-102 the final score. Lakers over the Rockets. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Shoot us a call. We'll take your calls coming up next. Plus, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Stay right here. Alan Sliwa, Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Rebound Cousins. Cousins down low to Nwaba. His shot blocked by AD. The Laker defense is suffocating. Here comes Alex Caruso up the right side. Caruso dribbling. Dumps it to Anthony Davis on the right baseline. AD faces up on Boogie. 17-foot follow-away by Davis is perfect. And Michael, the score is Lakers 18 and the Rockets 6. Defense to offense for the Lakers. AD, by the way, and I mentioned, had three blocks tonight against the Houston Rockets. So from a defensive perspective for the Lakers, 13 steals, 8 blocks. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. 17 turnovers for the Lakers, higher than they probably want. But like I mentioned, 28 assists for the Lake Show, the 13 steals, the 8 blocks. 877-710-ESPN. Let me squeeze in one quick call here. Russell in Compton, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Lakers, Pizza Hut Lakers Post Game Show. Go ahead, Russell.
How you doing, Alan?
Good, man. Thank you.
I just want to speak about all the technical fouls and flagrant fouls that was going on. Like, it was a testy game that included 5 technical fouls, 2 flagrant fouls in the first half, ejection and Marcus.
All right, looks like we lost Russell right there. A lot of calls. John and Michael were talking about it, and one of the things that they were mentioning was they were talking about they're obviously sending a message. Markieff Morris and DeMarcus Cousins both get ejected out of the game. Probably an overreaction, yeah, but that happens in the NBA. I'd rather have that than, you know, listen, I know old school NBA and old school basketball, we love that style of game, but the game has evolved and the referees try to make sure it's as clean as possible. So is there an overreaction? Completely. The ejection of Markieff Morris should not have been an ejection, but in today's NBA it is. Okay, let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts. 120 to 102 the final score. Here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel.
But after the San Antonio game about defense, just wonder what you noticed about him, especially in the first quarter, and if you thought that kind of sparked the rest of the team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if his motivation was about that San Antonio game, but, you know, obviously when you speak out on wanting our group to be, to be better, you know, I think, you know, you want to own up to your own words and make sure that you're solid as well. And, you know, that whole first group, I think, really set a tone on the defensive end. I think getting KCP back, you know, I thought he had 3 steals in the first quarter. One of them must have been a deflection and, you know, didn't get credit for it, but, you know, he had 3 forced turnovers in the first few minutes, got out on the break. AD was really good. The whole group was really good in that first quarter and set a tone for the whole night.
Craig, the offense has mostly been there, it seems like, through the first 10 games, and defense certainly at times, but did you like seeing the evolution of it and kind of molding those two sides together tonight?
Yeah, it's a balancing act, you know. Some nights the offense is going to be there, some nights the defense. You know, I've got a lot of confidence in this team on the defensive end. You know, we've had some nights where, you know, we were a step slow to certain things and still learning coverages and whatnot. But, you know, I think we're going to be good there. You know, we just got to be a team that buys into being a team first team offensively and continuing to trust the pass. We had 28 assists tonight. That was a big part of it. And, you know, this game is as much as any throughout the year was a Laker basketball type of win, you know, flying around defensively and getting stops without fouls, either forcing turnovers or forcing misses and then flying on the break, you know, and getting out and, you know, the deep advanced passes, you know, got us 32 fast break points. So, you know, sort of an identity win.
Bill.
Hey, Frank, aside from the obvious, you know, not having the rim protection necessarily that you had last year, what is the biggest adjustment you've had to make defensively with this group? What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make in terms of how you coach this defense from a year ago?
we haven't really adjusted too much, to be honest. We're just really, you know, just getting everybody tied together with the schemes. You know what I mean? You know, the new guys learning what we're doing. And, you know, we finished up last year defensively very different than the way we started. We grew throughout the year with our package and arsenal of schemes that we can throw at different teams. And, you know, I think the biggest challenge this year is to not overcomplicate our schemes in these early regular season games. It's easy, especially against a team like Portland or Houston, who we played multiple games in the playoffs last year, to go to all your plan B, plan C, plan D types of coverages. And, you know, there's a risk of being too complicated for a one game regular season type of night. So, you know, we're striking that balance. You know, but I feel good about what we're doing on that end of the floor.
Kyle.
Hey, Frank. What do you think it is about KCP that it seems like adding him back to the group? Obviously, his statistical contributions stand out, but it seems like he's a little bit more than the sum of his parts, so to speak. Like when your team has him, it's more complete. Do you sense that about him?
Yeah, I do. We're a big team. You know, I mean, we have we play with great size. We have size. And, you know, to play with that type of size, you need speed to complement it. And, you know, his speed and athleticism is invaluable to us. And then you add what he can do defensively, his ability to shoot the ball on the perimeter. You know, he's really one of our best players and an important part of what we're doing.
Dave.
Right, can you share anything else about Wes Matthews' condition with the right Achilles soreness? We, you know, obviously he tore his left Achilles back in the day. Is there any correlation? Is this something he deals with? And what do you think about him moving forward?
Yeah, I don't think there's a correlation. The medical team doesn't think so. But, you know, early in the season, we're going to be conservative with these types of flare-ups or whatever you want to call it. And he had some soreness in there that was enough of a concern to hold him out. And, you know, we have a deep team. So, you know, again, we're going to be responsible with things like that.
Last two, Dan.
Did he need an MRI or anything like that? Is it that level of serious?
I don't believe so. They did not mention that to me. But, you know, we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Secondly, I asked you about kind of what Anthony said before the Bulls game, and you were kind of like, well, before that game, we were second in defense. Do you like that kind of one bad night would be enough for him to speak up like that? Do you like that from a leader that he kind of called you guys out after, like, again, one bad night?
Absolutely. You know, as strongly as I can say that, you know, to have your best player, one of your best players, you know, when they're upset, it's not about the offensive end, you know, which so many times that happens, you know, when you have one of your top guys is not happy with, you know, their shots or things like that. When one of your best players, one of your two captains, your leaders, you know, loses a game and the first thing on his mind is that we weren't good enough defensively, you know, that's special. And, you know, that's a big reason why we did what we did last year and have a great chance this year. So, you know, we talked about it the next day. We praised it. The fact that our group was edgy and angry after that loss and our coaching staff the next morning was angry and edgy after that loss. And, you know, we have a high standard set for ourselves. So I definitely welcome and encourage that.
Last question, Davide.
Hey, Coach, back to AD. Obviously, he has a great game offensively. He said a ton on defense, you said, but what about his offense and how much important is it for you that he's so aggressive as it was, especially in the first quarter?
Yeah, well, his shot making just makes him so difficult to guard. And he can hurt you in so many ways. I think he was 9 for 12 tonight. You know, really, I thought he got himself in a little foul trouble early from crashing the boards and just being aggressive. You know, if he's going to be aggressive off the ball when he's always aggressive with the ball, it creates a problem for the other team. So there's a reason he's one of the best players in the league because of what he can do on both ends.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. 120 to 102, the final score, Lakers over the Rockets. Let's do this when we come back. I want to open up the phone lines, 877-710-ESPN. I want to spend some time specifically on Talen Horton-Tucker and try to, as best as we can, guesstimate what kind of player this kid can potentially be in the league. 17 points tonight, 4 steals, 7 of 8 from the field. I mean, how excited are you as a Laker fan that you got this guy on your roster, and we weren't even talking about him before preseason? Not to say that we didn't think he had some potential, but he obviously in the preseason showed that he deserves minutes. Coach is giving him minutes. Let's do that when we come back. 877-710-ESPN, Lakers over the Rockets, 120 to 102 the final score. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct, high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how, locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. So Lakers handle business over the Rockets, 120 to 102. Points in the Paint, 62 to 50. So a 12 point advantage there. Statistically, you can just go up and down the box score, and I think what stands out to me most, like I mentioned, and you heard Lakers head coach Frank Vogel talking about it, you've already heard Anthony Davis, LeBron James, defense is going to be the key for the Lakers. Houston shot 41% from the field. They were under 30% from the three-point line. They missed 8 free throws, or 7 free throws, shot 69% or so. Ton of turnovers for them, 21. Not nearly as clean as a game as the Lakers, and Lakers force a lot of those turnovers, cause a lot of those turnovers. So, you know, give credit where it's due, and Lakers certainly deserve that credit. Before we listen to Talen Horton-Tucker, I want to spend just a couple of minutes on just the potential this kid has. Only 20 years old. You know, last season in the Orlando bubble, we got a chance to see Talen Horton-Tucker. Coach used him in the playoffs. And there are certain players where everything just seems so easy to them. And this is, I think, one of those guys where everything's effortless. It's not forced. He had a play in the post earlier today and a couple pump fakes, beautiful, you know, used his pivot perfectly, got to the basket and finger rolled it in. Many players in the league, everything's mechanical. They're not, they have to think before they react. And I think for Talen Horton-Tucker, the thing that I get most excited about is his instincts of the game at age 20 are way beyond his years. And by the way, there's players in the league, been in the league for 10, 12 years, and they never really have those full instincts. Everything is, okay, pump fake here. They just do what they practice. But Talen Horton-Tucker, I feel like, has the ability to just kind of read. And that's not just on offense. You heard LeBron telling him what he enjoys most about THT is the fact that he plays both sides of the ball, that he's a sponge. He's willing to learn and listen anytime, you know, any of these players or the coaches are trying to give him advice. 17 points for Talen Horton-Tucker, 7 of 8 from the field. Forget all that. 4 steals for THT. That part you got to really feel good about. Let's take a listen to Talen Horton-Tucker. Here's THT on his performance and the Lakers' 18-point win.
Hey, Talen, LeBron was just talking about your game, and he said that he thinks you're a sponge and that you've just been kind of soaking up what you've been learning, whether from him or anybody in the team, and then applying it. What is your mindset towards that, and how has that gone for you the last couple of years now?
You know, I always say I just want to learn. So I feel like, you know, being a sponge is the most important thing you have to do, you know, when you're learning, especially with guys, you know, the caliber guys that we have. So just being a sponge has probably, you know, been the, you know, a key to, you know, I mean, doing good things this year.
Hey, you had the 4 steals in this one. A couple of them came in that fourth quarter. What is it that you're noticing on the defensive end that you're able to be aggressive and look for turnovers like that?
I'm just trying to be aggressive and, you know, not reach too much and just reach at the right times and just, you know, just pick my spots kind of on defense. You know, as the, you know, year goes on, you know, it's long, so things are going to always be different. So just trying to, you know, stay strong on that end is going to be good for me.
Brad.
How you doing, Dalen?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can you feel yourself? Can you sense that you're growing and developing and getting better every time you're out there playing? And what's that feel like?
I'm really just doing what I love to do. So I really don't really kind of look at it like that. I'm just playing basketball. So I feel like, you know, I'm blessed to do what I want, what I love to do. So I'm going to go out there and, you know, just try and compete to the fullest. And I'll just do what I know how to do.
Kyle.
Dalen, last year with South Bay, you had sort of a pretty good understanding of night to night, how much you'd be playing, what your role was. Today, you know, you played some games with, you know, 6 minutes, some games like tonight, 20 minutes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you say that again?
Yeah, you played a variety of minutes and roles depending on the night. How are you getting used to sort of not knowing necessarily how much you're going to play on a given night?
Just, you know, always being ready. You know, I feel like if you prepare yourself for the moment, you don't have to prepare yourself when you're actually in it. So I feel like, you know, just always trying to stay ready and just paying attention to the, you know, the guys that are out there before me. And, you know, just being able to come in and, you know, stay ready is going to be, you know, for a long year like this is something I'm going to have to do, you know, on a daily basis.
Dave.
Talon, in Major League Baseball, for young players who are late season call-ups, they have to meet a eligibility threshold to be considered a rookie. You didn't play all that much last year, I think only 6 games. Do you think the NBA could explore something like that where you have to play X amount of games to have it be considered your rookie year? Because obviously if you continued to play this way, you may be – had this been your rookie year, you'd be probably eligible for some of the rookie teams and that type of consideration.
Well, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason. You know, guys are playing, so I'm not really knocking on anything like that. So I feel like, you know, just, you know, I'm here in this position for a reason. So I just feel like I'm just trying, you know, fulfill it to the most.
All right, last question, Dan. Well, we'll have two more. Dan.
Hey, Jalen. What part of kind of your game right now is coming most naturally to you? Where do you feel most comfortable on the floor?
I feel like you could put me anywhere on the court. Just if you could put me in any group that we have, and I feel like I could, you know, get some things done and, you know, just help us win the game. Just try and make winning plays on both ends. I feel like you could throw me anywhere. So I really, it's not really a place that I feel specifically just comfortable yet. So I just, because I'm actually kind of getting thrown in everywhere. So just being able to, you know, handle that is pretty good for me too.
And last one, Mike Trudeau.
Hey, Taylor, I had a follow-up. Just on the arena, it was a little hard to tell on the broadcast, but it looked like there were more fans than in typical arenas. Just wondered if it was different, if you guys could feel that, and how that made an impact, if so.
Yeah, you know, this is the most fans we've ever, you know, experienced. So just coming into this, you know, environment was good for us, just because of the fact that, you know, is going to be probably fans later on in the year, you know, not knowing whatever is going on, but just something to get used to. So I feel like, you know, if we have it early this year, you know, we'll be used to it later on in the season.
All right, that's Talen Horn Tucker right there. By the way, I could listen to him all day long. You're trying to get into his mind and you're curious what a 20-year-old is thinking playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, already a championship under his belt, and becoming a bigger and bigger piece to this Lakers roster that I don't think anybody would have thought a couple months ago with all the depth that the Lakers have. I mean, just think about the offseason. You went out and got Dennis Schroeder, and you got Wesley Matthews on the team. You already have Caruso and Kuzma. You got all these kind of Montrezl Harrell. You got so many guys that has helped create this depth. And here's Talen Horn Tucker finding a way to get some playing time. All right, when we come back, we'll look at some of the different scores around the NBA. We'll start previewing the next game for the Lakers and the Rockets coming up this Tuesday, and we'll take a quick glance at the NBA standings, see where the Lakers are in the Western Conference. 120-102, the final score. Lakers over the Rockets. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
120-102 Lakers over the Rockets. All right, let's take a quick look at the NBA standings. Are we looking a little prematurely, a little early here on the NBA standings? Probably. Lakers 8-3 in the so far this season. So what is 8-3? 8-3 the NBA right now is the best record in the league. So Philly's at 7-3, Boston's at 7-3. We know that Boston and Miami's game was postponed today. So that game will have to be made up at another time. The Phoenix Suns are sitting at 7-3. Clippers right behind them at 7-4. So Lakers, the first team in the NBA with 8 wins, which is kind of interesting, to be honest. And I say that only because Michael and I hit on this a couple different times during the pregame show. It's just been such a weird start to the season. And whether there's players that are out because of the health and safety protocols, or as Taylen Horne-Tucker was mentioning, the amount of fans that were in Houston was the most fans that they've seen so far, which, trust me, wasn't a lot of fans. But with all that being said, and Lakers certainly haven't played perfect basketball by any stretch of the imagination, but the fact that, you know, through the first 11 games, Lakers have the best record in the NBA, you got to feel good about that. A couple scores around the NBA. Raptors and the Warriors still playing right now. Golden State actually playing better basketball over the last week and a half or so. 94-90, Golden State, 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Clippers did beat the Bulls earlier today, 130-127. Thunder over the Nets, 129-116. Nuggets over the Knicks, 114-89. So the Nuggets are back at 500. So they got off to a really poor start. They have found a way to get back in the mix here. All right, I want to hear from Montrezl Harrell here. So Montrez, by the way, just give you an idea. I probably didn't talk enough about his line tonight. 16 points and 8 rebounds. Also had a steal and a block shot. 7 of 11 from the field in just 23 minutes. It seems like he's always around the glass. Actually has a better post-up game than I thought. I guess just watching him with the Clippers, I thought it was all just brute strength. But his game is more polished than I thought it was. He could face up and hit 15-footers. Here's Montrezl Harrell on the Lakers' 18-point win.
First, and then getting out in the break and running in transition. And just wondered if you noticed anything different about this game and how you guys really got going and kickstarted that right away.
As far as, you know, what coach sees, I didn't, because he's in different circumstances. You know, a team he's been around and had last year, and been around the guys for a while, so he's seen them at, you know, different sites from what I've seen him at. You know, but, you know, I definitely think we went out with a great defensive mindset. We took them out of what they wanted to run, and we just made sure that their best players was uncomfortable all night, really.
And then, you know, you had mentioned that you always have to bring the energy for yourself, regardless of if there's fans in the building. But was there, it seemed like there were more fans there. Was that something that felt different that you guys could sort of take something out of? Did you notice any difference there?
I think it was, honestly, from the beginning of the game, man. Guys was energized, ready to go, man. Layup lines was crazy. Guys out there going, doing, you know, some spectacular type dunks and layup lines, man. So I think the guys are ready for the energy, and, you know, something that we haven't had in a while, man. So honestly, you see it in here tonight. I think guys were just ready to go, and it was just fired us up even more. So when the ball was thrown up, we was already ready to go.
Kyle?
Trez, what's it like kind of going through the process of AD called out the defense on Thursday, and then tonight AD comes back and sets the tone? What effect did that have on the team for the game?
AD's a tremendous player, both offensively and defensively, man. So he's a pro. I really know what you're referring to as far as the defensive end, but, you know, I really don't see him kind of taking any plays off, any games off, man. He had some soreness, what he was dealing with from a couple of games, but, I mean, this guy is logging, you know, a big amount of minutes, and also everybody, you know, not only us, is dealing with a different, you know, preseason training camp, you know, going into this season than we're accustomed to, man. So guys still have to take care of the needed, necessary injuries that, you know, may still be lingering, or, you know, just – being tight or sore in general, man, because this is not the norm of what we're accustomed to or how we will come back into, you know, a new season. So,
Bill?
Hey, Trez, as one of the guys who wasn't here last year, I'm wondering, how would you describe the defensive identity of this team?
Really, you know, just guys are going to play extremely hard. We're going to try to, you know exactly what the other team does offensively and what they want to get to and try to do our best to take it out of it. You know, it's really a huge, tremendous honor to the coaching staff and the guys that we have as far as video guys and just that whole staff in general, man. They do a great job of coming up with multiple schemes, no matter who we're playing, man. Every team has a different scheme, man. I think they do a great job from, you know, film down to, you know, assistant coaches to, you know, what they want to take away, what we want to take away, and what we want them, you know, to kind of get away from and not run. So I really, it's a testament to our coaching staff and, you know, the head coach.
Last two questions. Andy Kamenetsky.
Hey, Montrez. The last couple of games, you've been doing some really good work, mid-range jumpers, and it's not necessarily something that you're as well known for over the course of your career. How confident are you with that part of your game? And do you think there are other elements of versatility in your game that maybe we just haven't seen as much of?
Honestly, you know, a lot of my game you guys haven't seen, man, but that just comes to the testament of, you know, where I've been at, you know, the way teams wanted to utilize me and I made it, you know, fit to, you know, what I need to do, something like that. You know, the coach and the team has great, tremendous honor in me. Shooting that shot, you know, they actually, you know, tell me to shoot it more, honestly, man. So, you know, I'm just really just coming into my game and just doing things that I know I could do, things that I do all summer long, is where I'm playing in different leagues, Drew League, you know, ABL, all the different leagues that I play in. I'm handling the ball and shooting those same exact shots, man. It's just now you're seeing it come over into my actual, you know, job and in-play setting. So, you know, I'm not doing nothing that's outside of my game. I'm not doing nothing that I can't do or I'm trying to prove something. I'm just playing a game of basketball.
Last question, Kari.
What's happening, Trez? You just mentioned all those different adjustments that you all have to make, like not being able to, you know, get access to the gyms and, you know, different times, not being able to get 90 minutes of working out in. How are you guys dealing with that mentally? Like, is that taking a toll on you? Is it, you know, is it – Are you dealing with it properly?
To be honest with you, I think everybody is, man. You know, it's not just us, but the entire league. We're in a new wave of, you know, norm for us right now, man. It's masks on, COVID tests every day, two tests a day for us, man. And it's a lot of different circumstances as far as going in and out of our own front door. But I think guys are doing a great job with handling it. I mean, there are going to be different things that pops up and come forth, but it stays out of our control, man. I think as far as what we can control, I think, you know, us as far as our staff, you know, training staff, coaching staff, and players, I think everybody, you know, is doing the right thing on how we want to handle this thing so we can keep our team extremely healthy. And, you know, that's all we can do, really. It's one of the things that's not really in our control. I think we just do, you know, the best of our ability to just control what we control.
All right, a good win for the Lakers tonight, 120-112 the final score. That was Montrezl Harrell right there. So good to hear from a lot of these Laker players. Lakers take care of business. Now, this 8-3 record, they stay in Houston for another one. So our next broadcast coming up this Tuesday, Game 2 versus the Rockets in Houston. Pregame coverage right here on 710, by the way, is going to start at 3:30. Tip-off will be at 5 o'clock. Make sure tomorrow, tune in, 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis will get everything going, and we'll be talking, obviously, a lot of NBA, of course, these NFL playoff games, talking about the Los Angeles Rams as well. So, good sports weekend here in L.A., Lakers over the Rockets, 120-102. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.